These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Lauren.
Yeah.
We're starting the show.
Yeah, we're starting the show.
Okay. Right now. Oh my God. Okay, stop. No, go vape. Just go vape.
I don't have a vape.
Go do Adderall. Oh my God. What's going on?
I'm on Adderall. With nicotine, I feel like has been.
You've had no nicotine.
Du jour.
I am so used to my Judy Garland girl. the later years.
Lily O'Hara.
No, I'm talking about her solo singing shit. Oh, yeah. Renee Zellweger years. Oh, no, but I'm, yeah, like the cigarette smoke and the all of the thing. Yeah. But you're coming in quiet.
I know.
It's quiet.
This is what always happens though with quitting stuff, you know,
it's quiet.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, I feel terrible. I'm like, and then I'm just like, you know what? It's just better to do it, you know?
Yeah. No, it's so much better just to be on something.
I know.
Because I'm when like, you get off of something, yeah.
Should I go buy a vape?
Honestly, like,
do you think I
need you to be a Hollywood star? Like, I don't want you to vape anytime except during the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think that Lindsay Lohan went on the set of Georgia Rule
without smoking?
She was basically in flames. That's why people call her fire crotch. Oh wait,
Brandon Davis coined that nickname. God, based on,
yes. Isn't it so weird he's married to Ashley Benson and they have a kid?
Weird.
Yeah, you know what, It's just going to be one of those down bad episodes. And okay. It's going to be like when we recorded Traitors.
Well, I'm not going to cry and make us start over.
Wow.
No offense.
I feel like it was directed towards me.
How is it offensive when I'm saying what happened? I'm not even throwing shade.
Unforgivable.
It's literally what happened. I actually told Grant that and he was like, Jesus Christ. Because he loves Traitors. I was like, he was like, why aren't you guys covering it? And I was like, well, there was kind of like a whole, Michelle doesn't like the wetsuits. And she actually started crying because she was so upset. He was like, are you serious?
It's not a good show.
Well, the last season, I'm kind of glad we didn't cover it because it was very frustrating to me. Mm-hmm. Didn't live up to its potential.
I know. They needed Phaedra.
But they're doing a Celebrity UK version with some of my favorite British comedians.
Jojo Siwa? She's my favorite British comedian.
That's Celebrity Big Brother. But oh my gosh, I wish you watched Love Island UK.
I want to. I want to be bored. I've been looking for a show to bore me.
Yeah. Well, season three is like the best season. And that's the one that JoJo, the guy, Chris, the white rapper who sings, it's just a little bit, leave it.
Is he like DJ James Olivia. Kennedy?
Oh. He's very, well, he's like a little more clean cut, you know.
He's not so rough around the edges.
Right. Like he didn't take his first steps at Tiffany's. You know?
I almost said Cartier.
But that's the guy who JoJo Siwa left. Actually,
she left lesbianism for.
Yeah,
right.
Which isn't that crazy that like Mickey Rourke got kicked out of Big Brother house for saying that, but then like,
okay, what happened
actually,
in this house?
Kind of right.
Yeah, he was picking up on something going on with JoJo, and he swooped in right when he picked up on it.
He was kind of a prophet.
He's kind of the prophet.
The wrestler, the prophet.
Just those two. Yeah, what happened
the
to that house?
Guy, something. The nine and a half week.
But like JoJo gave up being a lesbian. She had a whole girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. A whole
kind of wild.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Let's get into it.
Jack's tacks.
Okay, let's get into the valley of it all. Yes. So we are a little bit behind. There's an episode airing even right now as we speak.
Right.
But we're going to cover episodes two, The dark episode. Give you guys a little refresher on that, even though I don't know, it's kind of glazed over in my head because it's like all very traumatic and triggering.
Right.
And then we'll get into episode three, which was, you know, a lot of
It was so much fun. It's so much fun. Is it a Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's. The sponsorships in episode three. Okay, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. We got to go through the dark times.
Okay, so we start with Danny and Naya. They've got the kids in the condo. They're going to move to Santa Clarita.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of a problem with this season, I've got to say, which is that They're all kind of stars now. And so it's like, we kind of already know, we have spoilers. So it's like, oh, how is Kristen and Luke's fertility journey going to go?
Right.
Are they going to get engaged? It's like, yeah, she's going to get pregnant. And then, you know, they're engaged. And same with Danny and Naya, like, oh, are they going to have another kid and move to Santa Clarita? Yeah. They just, you know, sold the story to us. Will they or won't they?
Yeah, or will they stay in that condo forever? Will they stay in that condo forever with all those kids? The kids are on the floor in that condo. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the good part of the valley is we don't spend too much time invested in any. Even will Jax get better? You know, we don't even really
that we actually don't know. We have that, no still, proof of that.
Jury's still out. Still,
jury's
you know?
Still out. And a jury has been called in.
Yes. Jury of his peers. Okay, so then Brittany and Jasmine are listening to Janet talk about her drama with Kristen.
Yep.
Which is, she's like trying to make it just a feud with Zach because she knows that you know, the people love Kristen and she thinks that maybe she can still kind of like weaponize and, you know, make Zach seem like a bad guy in this or have a feud and storyline with him, I guess.
Oh, Janet just has to have a feud and no matter what the cost.
She's, yeah, Betty.
Yeah, no matter what the cost, the court of public opinion, pish posh. I have to have a feud.
She's got to have it. Well, I think it's very like Stassi playbook, you
yes.
know, like,
yes,
very like, I'm going to, you know, terrorize. Someone, yeah. Because that's a personality. A personality is liking things like relatable things like ranch or, you know, Dave
basic.
And Buster's,
yes.
Basic
yeah.
stuff. And being mean to people.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Man of the people, but mean to people.
But mean to people.
Right. Except Stassi was funny.
Yeah. I mean, Janet. Well, here's what they have in common. I do think they're both smart.
Okay.
And I do think they're both like, Janet, I think she is very, the vibes that she and Jason give me are very like,
plain.
Do you remember, like, yeah, when people like applied to Wake Forest in high school, and it was like, oh, it's more like Work Forest. You don't have to be smart to get in. You just work really hard.
The Baptist school?
No, it's like a, it's like not an Ivy. It's like, but it's like still kind of elite. But
no,
it's
Wake
like
Forest
people...
is like a, it's a Christian school.
I don't think it's the college.
The college Wake Forest. Yeah, I think it's a very religious school.
No. I think it's like a.
I think
like
it's
a
very.
Dame, but less.
That's a Catholic school.
Okay, yeah. But it's still, it's like an echelon. It's like, you know, the like prestigious schools for
okay.
like,
Janet
you know,
is a Wake Forest.
She's very Wake Forest. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, she's not like brilliantly smart or anything.
She's
but
not
she's
a
like
Vassar.
A
she's
worker.
She's
you know?
Not, you know, she's not a Cornell. She's not a Dartmouth.
No. She's a Wake Forest.
She's a Wake Forest. And I can't stay awake for this much longer when she's on screen.
Yeah. She is, I don't know. It's like a little intriguing to me because I'm like, maybe there's something more to her. Like, I am intrigued by like, I'm like, you know that everyone hates you.
Right.
And she's doubling down on the Zach thing. That is interesting to me.
Where yeah, like, it is interesting.
She knows this is not popular and that she has no case here
but
saying
she's
that
like,
he wanted her to miscarry. There's nothing.
Yeah, but then she's like, but people are talking about me and I'm on the show. And I think that's all she wants.
I appreciate that sacrifice. That's,
I do too.
I like that about her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the Jacks of it all, Jax and Kristen, they're talking more about the abusive Britney fight. It's not good.
It's not good.
Jax lost control, but he's still kind of trying to be like,
You know, Kristen is the voice of reason this whole series, it feels like.
She really is.
When she's like trying to bring up, him denying the horrible things that he's said and done to Britney, especially like the last thing that they're discussing. He's like, why isn't anybody checking in on me? Why isn't anybody asking me how I'm doing? And it's like, Kristen's literally with you alone at your house asking you why you're doing these very destructive things.
And they're all, the whole cast is trying to cover for you at the behest of the producers being like,
right, who are about to fit.
He's not usually bad like this.
You don't know him like I know, but. He's about to be 51-50'd, okay, people? And now you're going
to
say,
he's about to be 51 and 50. He's too old to be doing
this. He's about to be 51 and 50, and now he said it.
And 49 and 48 and 47, because he is what? 45 years old.
I went to Wake Forest.
Where did you go to college?
UNT.
Oh, nice. Mm. Were you RTF?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Sosh.
Sosh. Oh, so is my mom. Mm. Well, she dropped out like me.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so then, so another part of this was that Kristen, kind of makes him fess up on some stuff that, like, he always body shames Brittany.
Yes. She's like, I know that you call her fat. And he's like, I love women who look like Brittany.
Oh, it's like, that's like a slur the way you said it.
But like, he's like, he can't say like, I love Brittany or I love the way Brittany looks. I don't know if you ever watched that horrible spinoff of VPR, not the one we're discussing now because it's not totally horrible. It was
Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky.
Yeah, and it was really bad. But there was an episode where her family's like, "Why aren't you proposing?" Blah blah blah.
Yeah, and
She lost her sparkle. Mm. And by that, he was saying she got fat.
Yeah,
but she never got fat.
She didn't. She got giant implants at his behest.
And he wanted them a certain size because he was paying for them.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like basically, I mean, she's done everything. It's a Frankenstein's creation, you know?
Yeah.
And then all she does is want love and acceptance from him. And he hates himself so much that, like, of course he rejects her.
Well, and she's finally just given up on him, and I don't think he ever anticipated that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think that he has been looking for his place.
He's always looking for an out.
He wanted a way out, and then, he finally, he got one.
Yeah. And so then he went to a mental institution. Spoiler.
Then Zach and Brittany are talking about Brittany sending Julian.
Julian we hear about. Julian. He's a friend in the boys chat, which we'll talk about in the next, we'll talk about in a little bit later. But I guess Brittany sent pictures of her boobs. Who cares?
Yeah. He's hot. He looks like The Rock. And honestly,
who gives a shit? You know what?
We're doing so well on our Valley Bingo. And you guys really do need to go to our Instagram and use it because, like,
use it or lose it. Yeah.
A lot like Jax, it's been in a blackout.
We're on a blackout. Much like that album of Britney Spears. Sing a shit on a hearster. Blackout. She is 51 and 50. She never will be those ages because she's ageless.
Yeah. And then Zach is there. They're talking about like Zach's
Canadian.
Canadian boyfriend.
The Canadian lover who was like deported, but still married to another guy, but they're in love. Like him and Zach. It's a whole
too
thing.
Confusing.
I'm confused. I don't watch reality TV to be confused, which is why I can't watch The Traitors.
Yeah.
I don't like to be confused.
I'm glad that they're like giving a little more, representation. Like, oh, now the gay friends of, we actually get to see their significant others. But it's like, they're not going to compete in terms of sheer hatred and dysfunction with the other couples of the series. Then,
I don't care.
I love representation, but no, let's get a really fucked up gay couple in here. Okay. This is the Valley, baby.
Let's get them on 90 Day Fiancé. Zach, but I do like Zach. I do. I think
I like Zach. I like Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Zach.
But he just needs like he needs a boyfriend who he really they hate.
Who's here.
You know, who's here and they hate each other.
And is not married and deported.
Yeah. Right. That's some real you know.
That's a spicy
storyline. That's a spicy meat.
That's a storyline, baby.
Okay, then Jesse and Michelle are
they fighting. Don't like each other.
No, they do not. But I kind of you know what I gotta say about these two?
Great
they,
TV.
They work great. They are great coworkers. That coworker relationship is realtors really
it's set so strong.
For a co-parenting enemy TV relationship.
I've never seen a dynamic duo quite like this.
They are really, you know, this is they like Hilaria and Alec. Sorry, because these are my this is my favorite scene partners on TV.
No,
right
really.
Now.
I mean, we could all take some notes here. How they can just so quickly tear each other down, but there's no screaming, there's no throwing things. There doesn't even seem to be a lot of name calling. They're just talking like this to each other, but saying the most atrocious things.
And you know they're on board for it. Like you know that they were like, let's
just get
our divorce like on camera for season one. And they're like, and let's just kind of keep letting this play out on camera. And they're both just in. They're yes
they're
ending.
They are yes anding. They
I
are
love
in.
It.
They
I
are.
Love it.
They're stars. Know? Yeah. Yeah, but
it's like moonlighting, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they can't be together because it would ruin the show. But
we gotta have it. We gotta have it.
Sam and Diane.
We just, they're Sam and Diane, and this is my cheers.
Michelle cops to that she did cheat,
right?
Emotionally.
Oh, but. There's a calls outside of the house, remember?
Oh, yes. Then we get the call.
We get the call.
He wants to prove, like, that he...
He wants to prove that
cheated,
Michelle...
So
They call Sheena. He calls Sheena because Michelle and Jesse... This is how Sheena is, like, in with the group. It's not from Jackson, Chris, and Brittany. It is because Jesse and Michelle were her realtors. Anyway, so then Jesse calls Sheena.
I don't like when they pretend to be on the phone.
They just have a picture of Sheena, and then she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she cheated on you. Okay, thanks, Sheena. Bye. Done. But she did everything she was supposed to. That's how she's such a pro. I love Sheena.
Oh, and she says that Lacey Nicole, his current girlfriend, which we don't have time on this episode, but man, we did the deep dive on her.
She's
a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah.
But that she is sleeping with a guy from Baywatch.
But Baywatch.
Right now.
Yeah.
And I did some research on this. This is David Chakachi, who played Cody on the show, has a daughter who, is around Lacey Nicole's age and a thriving real estate career.
Hello.
He has like over 100,000 followers, but it only follows like 200 people, including Lacey Nicole, Jesse's girlfriend. So it definitely is him. I don't know if they're actually sleeping together or what, but you know what? I don't know if she and Jesse are sleeping together.
Only
Sheena knows, really.
Only Sheena really knows.
I want to call her.
I want to call Sheena, too.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what she sounds like on the phone.
Yeah,
her nails.
Anyway, so more on that at 11. Okay, so then it's Jax's intervention.
He even is the one who says this is feels like an intervention because Danny and Jason are over there like, hey, man, like, you got to figure this out. You need help, blah, blah, blah. And then Jackson, his confessional is like, the way that they're talking to me about, like, my choices and the things that I've done and how I've hurt people made me feel like I was on an episode of Intervention, which is one of my favorite shows.
Okay, but I love Intervention.
Okay, what? I didn't know that anybody liked the show. I didn't think that anybody watched that show, really. Who is sitting there binging that show?
Yeah. I loved it. I needed an intervention.
It's so scary to me. It's so sad. It makes me so
–
I can't watch people, like, hurt themselves in that way. Like, where I know that they're really – like, it's not fiction. It's, like, a real person. Like, I can't watch people, like, shoot up heroin and, like, drink themselves to death and smoke crack.
That's extremely my shit. You know, I don't want to watch people hurt other people. Like, I don't want to watch, like, you know, abuse. I don't like the murder stuff. People hurting themselves. I'm like, these are my people.
I can't do that. No, I want to watch Top Chef. It's probably like you like the traitors. Just constant hurting of me.
Murder. Murder most foul. Okay, so then, yeah, Jax says, yes, he's going to get help because he has to or he's going to lose his job.
Right.
And then Brittany and Janet and Michelle meet up. Brittany found a thong at the house.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, Jax is out of control.
Like a thong in the house with like a Clorox wipe on it or something. Remember that? And she took a picture of it. And I found a thong. I'm in my bathroom. A thong.
And then now these days, Jax is like, he's sober, but he's like hanging out with that like OnlyFans model all the time.
Oh my God, I can't. I don't care anything about him.
I can't. It's, there's too much.
There's, you know, too much.
I can't even keep up. Yeah,
I can't even keep up with the Kardashians.
Although I did really laugh so hard at a post I saw on Reddit today on like Vanderpumpaholics or whatever. And it was like a picture of Jax's like tour in Boston. Like,
oh my God, all the empty seats. I saw that same one.
And then someone goes, is this in an airplane? It's the way the setup
is. Which is so thin.
It was so thin and boy.
To be first class at that show, baby.
Just the shade at the venue is so funny. Is this in an airplane? Okay. We're back. More of Zach and the lover. Brittany goes back. She gets to reclaim her house now because Jax is gone. So she and Cruz get the house back because Jax.
Well, she's like, I can get like some of my belongings that have still been in here and some of my child's belongings because he's not supposed to be here. And then, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And then he shows up.
She shows up.
This is
she yells at him because like you need to get you need to get help, you have an addiction, and then we hear about cocaine and they don't bleep it out, they keep it in. You're an addict, you're addicted to cocaine, blah blah blah. And he's like you've never done it, which, you know, how is that better? And then she's like, I could pass a drug test right now. And then she's yelling something at the producer.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the thing that made it like a little less scary to watch, because it's like, okay, you know,
okay, there's somebody else there,
like, you know, fucking Alex Baskin's like, all right, not close to the face, you know, he's kind of like officiating and gonna drive him and Jason to, you know, rehab or whatever. And then that's kind of the end of the episode.
That's
is
all,
Jason's
folks.
Jason's taking Jason. Yeah, the couchy and the Caperna road trip. All right, we're gonna take a quick break and then we'll get into episode 3, the fun one.
These girls are having a break.
Okay. All right. And now we're getting into episode 3 of The Valley, where we kind of pick up where we left off, but a much lighter tone, where it's like the typical opening sequence of the gang spreading the word that Jax is going to rehab, where it's like, you know, like, oh, like taking care of the kids.
Can you believe that guy?
Like, Jax is going to rehab. And then, you know, like a
pass quick, it on.
A sequence, like, of them, like, at Margaritas that's been cut down to, like, half of a sentence of, like, in rehab, it's pass it on. Yeah.
Whoa.
Rizzo's pregnant. And then, Jason comes back from dropping off Jax, and he goes to Brittany, and he's, like, he's so out of his element. He's like, you know, like, everyone in the world, I told him, could benefit from, you know, like, a 30-day, you know, like stay in a mental health institute to detox.
Yeah. Everyone in the world could use that.
Everyone could use that. And then Janet and Michelle come over. They all hope Jax is taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. They all talk about, like, depending on how long he stays, is his future with his son. And it's like, oh, whoa. My God. I'm like, I'm wondering if, like, Jason is going to have, like, a Bethany-style freak out of, like, you left rehab 2 weeks early. Dennis, you never asked about Janet.
You never asked about Janet. gave up weeks of my life for you.
I gave up workers' compensation cases where I was going to sue people for faking injuries.
For you.
I hope. One can hope. And then we also learned that Brittany is filing a restraining order and filing for custody.
I'm filing a restraining order. I'm filing for full custody.
Which is good.
And now she said it.
And now yes. She said it.
Yes.
So then abrupt cut to Jesse, Kristen, and Luke at a tea party.
Record scratch. What?
And then it's like a royalty-free, like, like a
wait, this isn't, yeah, this is not quite the British national anthem.
Bum, 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 bum. That's it, right? God save the queen. So Jesse is putting out croissants on like a cake plate and serving tea. And then Kristen and Luke come over and they're like, isn't this weird that we're having a tea party in Jesse's kitchen? It's like, yeah, but it's the Valley. We don't have time to explain why it's tea.
In the kitchen. Yeah, like, apparently him and Luke and Kristen are all like really good friends even still right now, which is insane.
It is very like, I think the enemy of my enemy is my friend situation, you know? But I also think that he and Luke kind of have a little bit of like an incel thing going on that I think
they're
like
in the same subreddit. Yeah.
Yes. And the same group chat we'll hear about soon.
Oh, the bullshit.
So Jesse reiterates that he thinks Aaron and Michelle were together last season and Michelle was lying about it. And he's got, he wants to set up his case over this tea.
Right.
He said Aaron's honey, because he's a honey salesman as well as an actor, has been in their cabinet for 2 years.
Yeah.
And he said, when questioned about Aaron, Michelle claimed that Aaron would never date a married woman with a kid, which clearly he is now. But also I'm like, Jesse, what if, of course, like she's got male friends and you're being like, you're sure he doesn't want to fuck you? God, like I would never have to explain to Cam, like, no, my guy friend, he would never, you know, date like a married. It's just so crazy. I will also watch this with Cam, who thinks that Jesse is worse than Jax, which I'm like, that's so, you're so wrong.
You're so wrong. You haven't put up with Jax for years like we have.
Yes, he doesn't get it. He just thinks that like Jesse is such a misogynist, like Tim Heidecker character, like the worst of like the worst of toxic masculinity, you know, but that's why we love him.
That's why we love him. He's so funny.
He's made for TV.
Oh my God. The part where he's like, yeah. And I can prove about like, cause she just started going on hikes at Runyon.
Full makeup, no ring. She said it's because she didn't want to lose
and
her
ring. And he sold honey on Runyon.
And yeah, she gets his honey from his house. His house is in
Runyon.
I don't know. Whoa. Like it's not crazy to not want to work out in your wedding ring.
I mean, there's a lot of times I don't wear my ring.
I don't right now just because, like, you know, we didn't have the AC going and it got so hot that I would bloat and then it would like leave.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, I mean, like, there's days that I just like don't put it on.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean that I'm going to go buy honey from a guy off of Runyon.
And then, and then Kristen also explains that actually Aaron was not the guy that she had heard Michelle was dating. The show has completely misled us the past two episodes that this is the source of Jesse and Kristen's thought, was that Kristen was right and she was with this guy, Aaron, the whole time. Kristen's like, no, it's a different guy. And then Jesse's like, and I'm going to prove that she cheated not once, but twice.
Well, and we already know about Quentin Tarantino because she's talked about that too, which was from last season.
Yeah, and I feel like I have not been vindicated enough. I need to get on our TikTok and all these haters who were like, no, it's not. It's Michael Bay. You're wrong. Da, da, da. I posted. I knew it the night it came out. And then you guys, so believe me when I tell you that Lacey Nicole, the guy she may or may not have had sex with, is the guy who played Cody on Baywatch. Because I was Quentin and I'm right about David Chukwukuchi. And she's got a type and it's guys who sell real estate in Malibu who are 20 years older than her. And used to work with really hot buxom sex symbols of the 90s. Pamela Anderson, and then for Jesse, Anna Nicole Smith.
And we're signed with CAA.
So then Jesse tells us about this cast trip that he's planning to Santa Barbara. It's a wine tasting trip. I'm so excited. He's going to be such a choach on it.
Oh, he's going to be so good. Oh, I can't wait to see him in wine. I'm just insufferable. And I hope he calls it Capri the whole time.
Capri, yeah.
We're in Capri.
Santa Barbara. And then he's inviting Michelle on the cast trip so he doesn't get pushed back.
He's
inviting
Michelle and her boyfriend. And like, her boyfriend. Yeah. So yeah.
And then Janet calls Kristen she's at this tea party and invites her to her birthday party at Dave and Buster's on Friday night. Kristen is shocked, but she is going to entertain the idea. Of course, she's going to go because it's like,
she has to go.
It's her job. And then we see Aaron and Michelle. We see another sequence of people, you know, word spreading. And we see Aaron and Michelle talking. And Aaron says he is not going on the Santa Barbara trip. He says, Michelle, you have fun with that. We'll see if he changes his tune on that one. Because it kind of seems like he will by the end of the episode. Then we have Kristen and Naya getting fertility acupuncture. This is, again, the thing where it's like, I'm glad it's great that people are sharing their stories.
Yes.
Like, you know, like Naya talks about, you know, their fertility journey and she struggled with infertility. Right. And Kristen, trigger warning, pregnancy loss, talks about dealing with pregnancy loss and how it's been hard to get pregnant and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Danny and Luke talk about it too. But also I'm like, well, you know, but spoiler alert, they're both pregnant now.
They're both pregnant.
I don't know.
But, you know, it's like, the girls, they're going to have something to pretend to do during the day.
Yeah, they got to stick some needles on their belly. And honestly, they should give her extra for this endorsement because it's like, man, that fertility acupuncture place, the fact that Naya said she got pregnant 6 weeks later, Kristen seems like did get pregnant like 2 months after doing it on camera. Like this... Their business is going to be booming. They're going to receive way
a
more
baby
of a boost,
boom.
A baby boom than David Buster's boom. Will from this
episode. I hate acupuncture.
Spooky. Yeah.
It hurts.
I've only had dry needling, but yeah, it hurts.
It hurts. It hurts. Like it actually is totally unpleasant.
Yeah.
Ugh.
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 So then, also Luke is saying he wants to propose. We know he's going to. Anyway, so also Luke and Danny talks about the boys chat that everyone's on. Apparently
Julian's
Jesse,
in there. Julian's in the there. Boys chat.
Jesse was rookie of the year last year.
I want to be in this boys chat.
How many awards are there?
How do I get to read only access in this boys chat?
Heisman? I like how, you know, like rookie of the year.
And you know that what they're, MVP. They didn't even do awards, but Jesse's like, I'm the rookie of the year.
Yeah. It's an unofficial designation.
Right.
He's given himself. He probably bought his own trophy.
Yeah.
But anyway, he says on the chat that Michelle is sleeping with a billionaire for
$1,500
a night.
He's saying that she's a sex worker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he is still married to her.
Yes.
And this is still the mother of his kid. Okay.
Yeah. But it's also like, I just
camp.
I still don't understand really the boys chat. I guess it's kind of like, I'm sure there's lots of chat.
Well, Jesse explained it. It's sacred.
I mean, I don't know. It's just so
what
weird
stays,
for there to only
what happens
be one.
In the boys chat stays in the boys chat. Or does it?
I imagine that there's like lots of conversations and text threads and stuff going on with cast members.
This
of
is
shows
what
all the time.
It was this voice chat's famous in pop culture news, pop culture memory. Stassi, when Stassi and Bo were getting married, they got married in Italy. She still doesn't speak to Jax and Brittany to this day because they had RSVP'd to her wedding. And then the day that everyone's supposed to be flying out to Italy, and it was a very small wedding because it was like still kind of like COVID protocols. Brittany is like, sorry, we couldn't get Cruz's passport, whatever. But actually what happened was Jax was like, we're not going to that fucking wedding, and told everybody in the boys chat because there's so many fucking people in there, not remembering that Bo was also in the boys chat. So he knew exactly what was going on. And Jax was just being a piece of shit. This is the same boys' chat.
Same one?
It's the same boys' chat.
Well, Brittany on Watch What Happens Live also said there's more to that story.
Yes. And it's probably in the boys' chat.
It's probably in the boys' chat. Yeah,
where the boys are. No, that's where the boys are.
That's just so crazy to me that they're, well, I guess like Vanderpump Rules, the men had such a specific like kind of Mexican standoff thing going on where they all had so much shit on each other.
Yeah.
Whenever anyone started to leak something, the other person would threaten, you know.
Julian
like,
was in this boys chat too. And that's what people would say about Julian is like, I guess Jax was friends with him, but not great friends. He's just in our boys chat. So it was like, yeah, like the both Toms are in this boys chat. Like it's everybody. Alex Baskin's probably in it.
He probably is.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably where he gets his ideas.
Hmm. How do we get in this?
I don't know. I want to make it into a movie.
Boys chat.
I want to buy the rights to the boys chat.
Like Zola?
Yeah. I wanna make it a horror film.
Yeah.
How do I get the rights to that boys chat?
Another interesting thing about the boys chat is that Jason is banned because of his
because he doesn't have he doesn't have an iPhone, so he's not allowed to be in the boys chat.
Bigotry is
so
everywhere.
You would never be able to be in the boys chat, Lauren, because she's got a droid.
Even if I try to do just one of the guys 80s type disguise.
Meme. Oh my God. Steve Buscemi. Hello, fellow kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah, more like when he disguises himself as the math teacher in season seven at third. We just rewatched third.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so then Jesse and Jason are having coffee. They're talking about Janet's birthday. Jason is like pushing Janet's agenda of like, I don't want to be around Zach when he's drinking because he goes so crazy. And Jesse's like, I don't know, whatever. He's like, you know who's crazy while he's drinking is Danny.
This was a shock. This truly shocked me, but then didn't shock me because as he tells us all the time, he's got 3 under 3, which is a fuck ton of kids and a condo. But he's also the most Hollywood of out of all of them, baby. He's really like, he's doing all that voice work. He's got high stress. He is a blackout drunk, you guys.
He's a blackout drunk. Apparently Jason tells us he put his hand on Jasmine's thigh when they're out drinking because apparently he sneaks shots when they're all out drinking.
That's and like really bad.
It's inappropriate.
When you're sneaking alcohol is never a good sign.
Never good. And so then he puts his hand on her thigh and says, get daddy a drink. And then she brings back drinks for everyone, for her girlfriends.
Yeah.
And then he approached Melissa, her girlfriend.
Isn't that her wife?
That,
I thought it was like her wife.
Her
is it her girlfriend? I don't know.
Maybe they're engaged.
They're domestic partnership.
Yeah. So that he grabbed her butt.
Crazy.
And Jason's like, and I've heard a lot of stories like this, but this is farther than I've heard on the stories. Here's what's really crazy. This is what I've read about Jason.
Janet's husband.
People have been saying they see Jason out without his ring and that he's been grabbing people's
butt. And I would think that about Jason too, because Janet sucks.
She's driving him to it.
She's driving him to butt. Anytime
grabbing.
A man steps out,
it's a woman's
the
fault.
Woman did something.
She did.
Yeah. Behind every great man is a lousy ass woman.
Yep, Naya and Janet were asking for it.
The fact that Danny is like not, I would get him a drink.
Yeah, hachi-machi. Okay, so then it's
he does Pepe really Le Pew.
Yeah, that's why he grabbed. He was really just doing.
Yeah,
a Pepe
he was
Le
just
Pew
trying to invoke Pepe
Melissa
Le Pew.
Got white paint down the back of her, and so it was just like a reference to like to Mel LeBlanc, his hero. You know. Okay. Anyway, we're getting too much into the 1930s again.
Oh, boy.
With our Merry Melodies references. Okay. So Janet's birthday pregame. Brittany, Zach, and Luke and Kristen are pregaming
at Brittany's.
She got the house back.
She got her smile back. She got the yacht.
Yeah, we got the yacht. And Zach is okay not being invited.
And
but
he keeps saying that he's okay with Brittany not taking him.
Yeah, but he knows, he's like, but I know Janet is scheming. But I don't know if she's really scheming. She's really gonna live to regret this. Yeah. I mean, I guess my thing is, I think the thing going on between Zach and Jana is it's like he doesn't know if she's trying to edge him out of the cast or if the feud is their storyline. I think that's the confusing thing, you know?
Yeah, she needs to let him know.
She needs to let him know because I think that they could really go a lot farther. If like there was that kind of sense of trust, you know? Like,
yeah.
But you don't know with Jana. It's like, it seems like she tried to get Kristen kicked off the show that's about Kristen, you know?
I know.
Like,
God.
But I love the audacity, though, you know?
I do love that. Yeah. God, I do think about that argument from last season about Michelle being a racist because she's a Republican and...
And then Jana just using that as an opportunity to be like, what if Kristen's just not on the show and I'm the star?
Yeah.
Like, that is cunty. That's all about you.
It's serving cunt.
And then, and then Luke drops the, Jesse said on the boys' text that Michelle is sleeping with a billionaire for $1.5K a night. And that, Danny told him.
Yeah. So he tells Brittany.
He's like, I'm just gonna. I love how so Kristen coach has coached chat so much to be such a little shitster, you know? Or he's like, that's just me. I'm a straightforward guy.
I'm a straight shooter from Colorado. Ugh.
Yeah. And it's like, they really, I don't know. At first, I was like, this guy, he's
but
not.
You know what? I like him.
I think.
And he's friends with Jesse. I like it. I like an interloper.
Yes, I agree. And I think he really loves it. And also, Kristen has got him, like, kind of dressed.
He's had
a
glow
more.
Up this season. Have you noticed? Like, I don't think she lets him wear flannel anymore.
Yeah. I mean, he still was wearing like the, American flag Navy t-shirt. But then in the confessionals, he's wearing like the blue kind of members only jacket,
like,
a James May shirt, a necklace. Yes. I'm like, she's LA-ifying him.
Yes.
Sure.
His hair, he's got gel.
Gel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Less Van Gogh.
Right. Yeah. And we haven't heard him talk about Colorado in three whole episodes now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, thank God.
Thank God. There's nothing that happens in that fucking state.
Right.
He lives in the middle of nowhere. What is it? Denver? Ugh.
Well, there's no running water.
He has no electricity.
Colorado.
That's Colorado for you. Mountain time. What's that?
So then we're at Dave and Buster's. Janet is,
Janet's very into it. She wants everyone to go look at the prize room. She's walking everyone around Dave and Buster's about like this is how you play this game. She's got her fanny pack of tokens. It's like, okay, girl, you really committed to the bit. I get it.
I don't like when she does this. I don't like when it's like, look at my personality. Isn't it cool how liking things is my personality?
I want a drone at Dave and Buster's. It's like, girl, your friend's a prostitute and everybody just found out.
Yeah.
We're not fucking playing whack-a-mole with you right now.
Yeah, but I do like the self-absorption in that. You know, like, I just wish we could, get off the,
Didn't stop playing whack-a-mole when this was revealed at her birthday.
I do like that. It is very like Stassi, my birthday.
My fucking birthday.
But I just don't like the bacon as a personality kind of of Janet. You know, that's
Damn it, Janet.
So then Michelle and Jesse see each other and Michelle talks about how Jesse is obsessed with spray tans and they always got all over his shirt, but she wasn't allowed to wear makeup the whole time they were dating because he hated when girls get makeup on their shirt. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so like,
what's going on?
This is like War of the Roses.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's
Kathleen Turner. She looks so beautiful this season.
I know.
Oh my God.
No, this is such a great scene. Like the rest of what happens is so perfect.
It's so good.
It's so perfect.
So Brittany immediately tells Michelle and Janet about the rumor.
I know you're a prostitute.
Yeah. And then Danny walks up and they're like, oh yeah, so Luke said this happened in the boys chat, and Danny, he's a good actor or he genuinely was not expecting this to come out on camera immediately. He thought
Dave and Buster's,
he would take a couple of episodes because he looks flummoxed.
Yeah, he's like, and then we go to his confessional. He's like, I'm dead.
Yeah, he's like, cut it out.
See? Luke. Now you're on the Coulier train.
Danny immediately admits it's true, too. Michelle cries. And
Ray
is like, what the fuck, dude? Luke, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Michelle is just giving great crying
monologue. Like, this was the thing. It's like she hears this from Brittany and she didn't have much of a reaction except just like, Jesse. But she didn't. She never denied it.
She never denied it. And that's why it's like.
It was a little sus.
It does.
And also, yeah, like her reaction is kind of.
Like, how dare he tell people this?
But then we all, like, there's just things that are kind of, like, now I feel like Jesse, like, trying to put two and two together. It's like, okay. Because then we find out that Jesse's living beyond his means and he can't pay for certain things. Does Michelle have to get another job? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's always.
I don't think that she's a prostitute or a sex worker. And if she was, I really wouldn't care. And good for her if she wanted to be. Yes. I would just be like, if you're doing that with a billionaire, he should be paying you more than $1,500.
Yeah, that's not enough. I feel
that's
like.
Not enough.
That's like as much as Carrie made for like being mistaken for a Carrie Bradshaw being mistaken for a sex worker in like 1999.
Yeah, we got to inflation, guys. We gotta do better. So then Michelle's thing is not to freak out at Jesse and be like, you can't see your kid because you're calling me a sex worker. These are heinous things to say. Like, your lawyer, we find out also he's representing himself. He doesn't have a divorce attorney, which is also insane.
God, what I would give. Court TV, get it. Well, I need the tapes.
We need Nancy Grace. We need Nancy Grace in the boys' chat. And I want her to tell me every day what happened.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Nancy Grace, like, retelling of the boys' chat. Amazing.
At 7:51, Julian texted a picture of Brittany's kitty.
You asked me to apologize.
Wait. Another interesting thing that Michelle says before we get into her interesting proposal
choice
is that she says that Jesse, she's like, it's not my fault my husband never wanted to touch me or kiss me or give me a compliment for years. It was like, wait, he didn't want to fuck you? Because it's like last season it seemed like she was the one who
didn't want to fuck him.
But I'm like, I guess maybe it was mutual.
Right. A mutual disdain, which I can see that.
But
they both seem so obsessed with the idea of the other one being with another person.
Yes, I'm now feeling like they could.
They want to fuck. And guess what? Jesse invited her to stay in the house in Santa Barbara.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But Michelle.
Because he knew it was going to remind her of Capri. Those old feelings coming to the surface, bubbling.
And truly, I don't think this Lacey Nicole, it's like, there's no pictures of them together on her Instagram.
There's also, no such thing as a Lacey Nicole.
She's not a real person, guys. This is not a real person. She is not
she's
real.
Not real. She's ChatGPT.
She is a ChatGPT that was put together to audition for like Real Housewives of OC and be in their reserves. Like, she'll get cast.
An alternate.
She's an alternate for like a friend of in 2028. Like, and that Bravo, created in a lab. Like, she's not real.
Right.
So
he just wants to be with something real again. He loves her.
He loves her. They're meant to be.
Yes. And how he expresses his love is a little different. And the way he does it is telling everyone in the boys chat, who's every like B-list reality TV star man that we know about.
All the worst men
that his current wife is still like, she's a sex worker getting paid.
Yeah. But see, even that, I think that there's like, I feel like they've cleared all of the talking points for like, they're like, okay, this is the stuff. This is the stuff that you can bring up on camera, you know?
Yeah, this is what they can bring up on camera.
Yeah. Like Michelle's like, okay, you can talk about like, you know.
Yeah.
That I slept with it because that's kind of a flex.
Because I'm going to talk about how like Isabella like FaceTimes my boyfriend and we live with him. Like what?
Like that's what they figured out. That's their like version
this is
of the
agreement.
Yes, this is the agreement. Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't have an attorney.
No.
Because he's, you know who else represented themselves? Tom Sandoval.
No, he had attorneys.
No. He's representing himself against the lawsuit, like Rachel's lawsuit against him and the stuff, all the stuff with Ariana. They still haven't sold that home and he doesn't have a lawyer.
But
it's in the boys' chat.
No, he had lawyers for, I mean, maybe they, Anyway, okay, back to Michelle. Michelle, she's adding something to the mediation, to the agreement.
Yeah, we're still at Dave and Buster's,
We're still at Dave and Buster's, and she has a creative, democratic solution. Right. That. So she's like, okay, I'm going to go to each person in the group, and I don't feel comfortable sharing the house in Santa Barbara that Jesse is renting with him. So we're going to vote, should I stay in a hotel, or should Jesse stay in a hotel. So Janet is like, oh, yeah, Jesse, for sure. And then, like, not even questioning. And Brittany's like, oh, yeah, for sure. You know, Jesse, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Kristen's like,
wait, no.
What?
He's like, paying for the trip. It's his trip.
But also,
he's
like,
not paying, he's but not he's the one organizing
the
it.
His name is on the it, but like,
but yeah. Still, it's technically his trip. Anyway, to kick him out of that is kind of an insane thing to do on Michelle's part.
Yeah.
And Kristen is right to be like, wait, it's his trip.
Yes. Yeah.
Why would he stay in a hotel?
And then Michelle cries.
Cries.
Why don't my friends see my side?
Nobody would see my side about this.
But worse, Jesse's by far worse than
Jax. He's way worse than Jax.
And I guess that's what we should end on, I think.
Is this the competition we needed?
Is Jesse worse than Jax? I really don't think that Jesse is worse than Jax.
I don't want to think that.
No, I mean, I think
I don't know if Jesse's done the sort of things in front of his kid that Jax has done.
I don't think Jesse's drug problem is as out of control as Jax's or his rage. I think he has horrible rage that is out of control and a drug problem. But I don't think that it's
he has
out
a drug
control.
Problem.
I didn't know. So the way that Michelle and Brittany were talking about it in the first episode was very like alluding.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time in this group. It's weird that we never heard. Well, we did. Like there was like he was at their wedding. He was at Jax and Brittany's wedding. He was So was Michelle. And so was her billionaire boyfriend. No. That's her client.
Her client.
Not good.
Yeah, well, I hope that Jesse does continue to kind of
devolve.
Well, also, like, I just kind of like the way that this Sherlock Holmes mystery of how many guys Michelle fucks during their marriage, I hope we continue to like tease it out throughout the season. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's so great about The Valley is there's other shows like Vanderpump Rules. I was so frustrated. I'm like, so you guys are just never going to get the truth about Raquel and Tom and how long they were fucking?
Insane.
Like, you're just never going to follow up on that. The Valley, I'm like, guys, it's not really about the truth. It's about the journey.
It's about the journey. And what else is going to be? What else is going to be revealed from this boys' chat?
Yes.
My God.
Is any of it true? I don't really care, you know?
And like, I would just go insane if I had a chat with like 30 desperate people from Hollywood all day long saying things.
It's like all the ghosts of like Bravo. Pat, like I'm sure Michael Darby is on it. I'm sure.
Oh my God.
Brooks Ayers both on it.
Oh my God. Definitely. Yeah. Alexis is probably in there.
She and Johnny J share
Lexi.
Phone.
Lexi. Yeah. Johnny J is definitely in there.
The shared burner is. Yeah. Is
yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
God. All the worst men.
Yeah, Tom D'Agostino.
Tom D'Agostino, for sure. Anyone who hangs out at the Regency, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Harry Dubin.
Yeah. They went to the Chateau Marmont, and they ran into Jesse, and they got in that group chat.
They got in that boys' chat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Do you think – oh, my God. They just shot the reunion, too. I heard that they had to –
That's sad. It's going to be 10 episodes again then.
No. They had to – well, no. What they did is they had to shoot the reunion early.
Oh, because is Jax like –
I think he's like not okay, and he is probably gonna have to like the word on the street, which is a lot of different subreddits, just reposting from the same subreddit, but like that he's like not okay, and they thought that maybe he was like not if they did the reunion when they would typically do it when it was kind of scheduled, like he wasn't gonna be around for that or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm kind of worried about him.
What?
Like now hearing that,
yeah,
I'm like,
because like no one's going to his Boston show. They had to shoot the reunion early. Yeah.
Now I am kind of worried. I don't know. Like,
Michelle lunged at Jesse. Remember you sent me that article? She lunged at Jesse for calling her a prostitute.
Yes.
So like then it ended on a high note that evening,
yeah,
you know?
Thank God. Yeah.
Thank God. They know what to do to bring the laughter and the joy.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
two.
Yeah. Like, you know, we've got Jackson to Brittany is more of kind of like a sleeping with the enemy type territory. Yeah. But then, and I was worried about that being Michelle and Jesse, but Michelle and Jesse are
Catherine Hepburn.
And Spencer Tracy. It's War of the Roses. It's like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yeah.
Like, it's,
yeah. Oh no, you're right. They're Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. That's who they are.
And they're gonna get married a second time.
Yeah. Oh my God, they are totally Liz and Dick.
They're so Liz and
Dick.
Oh my gosh, which brings it back around to Lindsay Lohan. Have you seen that movie?
I saw it the night it premiered. I live tweeted it.
Oh my gosh. I think that we were together.
Was that Susie's?
Wow. Yeah, it was at Susie's.
We were at Susie's. I don't even remember. Yeah. Bleep Liz and Dick. Bleep Dick. Yeah. Oh my God. Her smoker's voice in that movie.
Oh my
gosh.
She's like, I remember the part that I always remember so clearly is when she goes, I'm so bored.
Oh my God. And her just like, her like, Coke bloat face and like the oh my God, it was like in the when they were redoing like Cleopatra and stuff, it was like so rough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my mm-hmm. God, and she was smoking a cigarette every three seconds. Yeah, it was a great movie,
fabulous.
One of the classics.
So good.
Yeah, Michelle and Jesse, tell us, folks, if you agree that they are Liz and Dick. I'm so glad we figured it out finally.
Yeah,
that's who they really are.
Totally Liz and Dick. Yeah, she's a true beauty, like Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, and they both like the finer things in life.
Yeah, and he's a true pretentious.
And Richard Burton spent all of his money.
Like
Yeah, spent all
of his money.
Love. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
We solved
and,
it.
Yep. And Michelle, Jesse is probably going to be your only true love, really. Just like Richard Burton was really Elizabeth Taylor. Real love. I don't know.
All right. Let's land this plane. Okay. So we've got a whole season of The Valley coming at you. We're going to start Bethany Ever After once we get our exciting guest
scheduled. We have to schedule that.
And we've got the Baldwin's finale, along with some excerpts from Eladia's first book.
Oh, boy.
I need to pre-order the second one.
Oh, my God.
Gotta support my guy.
We got to support immigrants.
Yes. So important right now in this administration.
We have to support immigrants right now.
All right. We love you guys. This was a super long one, but we'll get back to oral exams
and oral to our husbands
next week.
Never.
Bye.
Am I loaded?